Baltimore Police Union President Gene Ryan called yesterday for the resignation of Marvin McKenstry from the panel overseeing civilian review of the police department under the city's consent decree. WIPR's Dominique Maria Bonessi reports that that is a tougher stance than Ryan had taken previously.
Last week, Ryan called on Mayor Catherine Pugh to reconsider McKenstry's appointment as chair of the Civilian Oversight Task Force. In an afternoon news conference yesterday, he said the fact that other members of the task force did not directly ask for McKenstry's resignation, quote, throws shade on their mission to oversee the consent decree.
It is not enough that he was only replaced as chair of the task force. His apologies are not enough, especially when accompanied by dishonesty.
In April, McKenstry was involved in a tense confrontation with a Baltimore police officer that was captured on body camera video. The Baltimore Sun obtained that video through a Public Information Act request and published it last Friday. Pugh, who appointed the task force last June, said yesterday she is reconsidering McKenstry's appointment.
When a police officer asks you to pull over, you should pull over. And that is not the example we want to set in Baltimore for Baltimoreans. And he had a responsibility to a task force and should realize that that is an issue.
McKenstry was stopped by Sergeant Terrace McGowan while he was double parked in the 200 block of Askeith Street. During the traffic stop, McKenstry refused at least 60 times to show McGowan his license and registration, insisted the stop was unlawful, and asked to call Ed Jackson, the police department's inspector general and a former member of the task force.
Call Ed, please.
Sir.
Call Ed, please.
Sir.
He won't let me use my phone. Call Ed.
Sir.
You got Ed number?
You need to provide me with your license and registration.
Police Commissioner Daryl D'Souza said McGowan did everything by the book in the confrontation.
Oh, the officer was doing his job. The officer did a good job.
On Tuesday, McKenstry apologized for his actions during the traffic stop.
There's another course of action I could have taken, and I would be less than a man, less than a leader, to suggest that if I was in that same situation, I would do the exact same thing again. I wouldn't.
In his statement yesterday, Gene Ryan said the incident with McKenstry has prompted the union to push back even more on having civilians on internal disciplinary trial boards.
Marvin McKenstry has become a self-appointed poster child for all that is wrong, allowing civilians to determine the fate of a police officer.
Pugh and City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby have lobbied for years in Annapolis to place civilians on police trial boards. Ryan also criticized a white member of the task force who said earlier this week that things would have gone differently if McKenstry were white.
You are wrong. Our membership are tasked with enforcing the laws no matter what the race of the lawbreaker.
When pushed on the city's history of zero-tolerance policing, which led to the mass incarceration of black people, Ryan had this to say.
That wasn't aimed towards any race, but it was aimed towards the more violent parts of town. You know, our problem areas, our target areas.
What is the demographic of those more violent parts of town?
Some of the more violent areas, it's predominantly black.
McKenstry could not be reached for comment on his position on the task force. I'm Dominique Maria Bonessi for 88.1 WYPR.